Better bring your Thank you. Well, it is so great to be here in Melbourne. Melbourne at the Palais Theatre. Really, really happy to be here tonight. He's saying, man, I couldn't really understand what he's saying. I've got these ear monitors in my ear, so it's like you'd have to have a mic for me to be able to. I mean, you try it again. Hey. All right, tell me later. Tell me later. this is one of my favorite songs. This is a song from about 2 albums ago. This is called Just Say Yeah.
I wanna show you that you're not alone.
You're probably the only thing you said to me. And I guess we both know. And maybe you never knew that many to see that I could take you with you. So I was there. Show in Australia for a while. We've been having a great time. We started up in Byron, and right around that time, my little niece was born up there in Federal. Actually, she was born in Mullumbimby. And so this is a song I dedicate to the, you know, the new people. A little child named Micah Diana Light. And we sang. It's never been that hard to buy a gun. Now that salad left 19 to just about anyone. The seeds of tragedy are there, and what we feel we have the right to bear. To watch our children come to harm, they're in the safety of our arms. With all we disagree about, the passion is born, the heart goes out. And we're a long way gone down this line. This is Shane Fontaine. We have Shane on loan from Graham Nash. He just produced Graham Nash's latest record that's just being released now, and we were able to bargain with Graham to get him to come out with us for this Australian tour. So we're really happy to have him here and happy that we could come. Also playing guitars, pedal steel, left steel. This is Greg Lease. This is a song that, this is written for an art installation that was traveling across the country, my country, the United States. We traveled from the East Coast to the West, and it was celebrating the whole art installation was a kind of a conceptual thing where people would take this train and get out of the station, sort of come out and have an art happening. They'd have, you know, art that was that came off the train, but also art that was brought to the station by local artists and people all over the country. A lot of great people, musicians played on this tour. I didn't think I could get on the train with them, but I agreed to meet them at this one stop along the way. You know, people like, you know, Mavis Staples played in Chicago. Beck played in Barstow, California. We just need a really brilliant choice there, because there is nothing to do at Barstow. But actually, there's a great Henry Parch avant-garde art piece entitled 12 Pieces of Graffiti that were scribbled on an on-ramp of a freeway in Barstow. You see people celebrate Barstow. Anyway, never mind Barstow. I didn't. Barstow was taken, so I told them I would show up in Winslow, Arizona. And I knew these people would be waiting to hear, you know, taking her easy. So I thought I'd name check them before I got to that song. So this is about an old gentleman that, I guess people ride the rails. I mean, people from Woody Guthrie on, you know, all through that area, the Depression era, used to get around by riding the train. And there was a train near my house that these old timers used to jump off the train all the time, and they used to live there under the bridge for a few days, and then they'd take off again. So this is about one such gentleman, old gentleman of the railroad, who is thinking about leaving Winslow, Arizona. I'm walking around, looking up and down this railroad. I'm walking around, looking up and down this train. All I gotta see is a place for me to grab hold of. And I'll be on this train and I won't be back again. I'm overqualified for any other mind I can think of. I got a PhD in the city I'm waiting on. Had a reservation about every occupation I was ever on the point of view. Till the day my heart got given to the rhythm of the train. Station to station, coast to coast, not that much of anything would be mine. No expectation, we're less than most, but I wanted to see Winslow one more time. I'm walking all around, looking up and down this railroad. I'm walking all around, looking up and down this town. I'll bid adieu to the precious few I know here. I'll be on my way and I won't be back around. Those ladies kept him going. He'd recite for them his favorite poem. He specialized in Western swing and sing. Station to station, coast to coast, not that much anything in mind. No expectation, we're less than both. Only that I got oxygen and wine. But I keep on hearing that the disappearing ozone layer. And I keep on hearing that the disappearing Greenland shelf. But I keep on hearing all about the disappearing middle class. But I figure I've been doing some disappearing myself. show going on up here. That is a beautiful guitar you're playing, man. So somebody I met up in Byron Bay sent me a link to a whole list of people who are doing this song. I guess like most things on the internet, it was kind of a mean thing. It was just, you know, kind of, I think it was just something like, five people who have done these days better than Drake. Actually, I like Drake's version of the song. I don't know if he knows, but Drake just, well, they leaked it, and then they sort of took it back, but this is a song that an awful lot of people have done versions of, and it's always interesting to me. You know, I only know how to play it like three different ways, but there are a lot more than that out there. One of these days, these days I'll sit on cornerstones and count the time, quarter tones to two. Don't confront me with my failures. I had not forgotten them. What's funny about it is that I was thinking just the other night that I could rehabilitate that song. He called for Disco Apocalypse. And I spent a little time singing it in my mind. I don't remember all the words exactly, but it's a pretty deeply flawed song. Not just the disco part, just everything he played on it. No, don't do it. I'm with you, bud. Thank you. Everybody I talk to is ready to leave with the light of the morning. They've seen the end coming down long enough to believe they heard their last warning. Standing alone, each has his own ticket in his hand. And as the evening descends, I sit thinking about every man. Where with a few of my friends I could give up the race and maybe find something better. But all my fine dreams, well fought out schemes to gain the power of them. Yeah.
shadows can dance. But oh, come along and hold out that strong, but gentle fire's in it. Long ago I heard someone say something about it. Just another dreamer, dreaming that it never ends.
I'm not the one. It's been a long time since I watched you last night. I look around my life tonight and you are gone. I might have done something to keep you if I alone. How happy you'd become when I was you and my heart in your hand. And I was falling through you and my thank you.
This is a song that was written from a letter that was in Woody Guthrie's archives. His family, occasionally met songwriters, either complete songs that he started in this case, it was just a letter. They told me it was a song, but it turned out later it was a letter, very, very long letter. And it was a letter that he wrote. Woody Guthrie wrote this to his second wife, Marjorie, who's Arlo's mom and Nora Guthrie's mother. So I was very honored that they chose me and put it to music. I love it because it's his language is just, you know, this wasn't written to a chord progression or with any particular rhyme scheme or anything. It just sort of, this kind of thing became cascading out of him when he was feeling it. So it was a big thrill for me to get to. We just sang it off the page, really. We just sort of just sang it, reading it. And then later, and so it turned out to be about 15 minutes long, I thought. I mean, what would you take out? Like, it's Woody Guthrie. He's just thinking about his life, and, you know. So it came on one record that way, 15 minutes long. But I did notice that nobody ever listened to that song without checking their watch at about 8 minutes. So we decided to make a shorter version, and this is it. It's called You Know the Night.
Scratching your heel. I just feel like you feel when you feel.
seem like the angels are curling your hair. You seem like the devil is scratching your heel. Okay. Thank you. Let's see. Singing with me up here, this is Alethea Mills. And singing with me on this side of the stage is Jeffrey Young. Time friend, played on a lot of my early records, and on the most recent one too, this is Bob Glove. Something just happened at the piano. I don't have any piano. I just buy these pianos. I don't know how they work. I don't know how to turn it on. Okay.
The Pretender.
Okay, we're gonna do that later. That's just better later. Okay. We're gonna do one more song and we'll take a short break. And I heard you say Sleep Starting to Sound Gay too. Maybe we'll do that.
But that magic feeling never seems to last. While the future's there for anyone to change, still you know it seems it would be easier sometimes to change the past. Changes behind you. And my lessons and love's pain and heartache school. Well, if you feel too free and you need something to remind you, there's this loneliness springing up from your life and fountain from the pool. Fountain of sorrow. Fountain of light. You know not how to hold the sound of your own steps in flight. You had to hide sometimes. Now you're alright. And I'm good to see your smile face tonight. Fountain of sorrow, fountain of light. You don't know how to understand, have your own steps in flight. You had to struggle, and you've had to fight. You keep understanding and compassion in sight. I've been sitting down by the highway, down by the highway side. Everybody's going somewhere, riding just as fast as they can ride. I guess they got a lot to do before they can rest assured their lives are justified. Pray to God for me, baby, you can let me slide. I've been up and down this highway, far as my eyes can see. No matter how fast I run, I can never seem to get away from me. No matter where I am, I cannot think it. I'm just a day away from world. Now I'm running home, baby, like a river to the sea. Baby, you can see me out across this wilderness. There's just one thing I was hoping you might guess. Baby, you can free me all in the power of your sweet tenderness. I can see it in your eyes. You got those bright baby blues. You're not sure what you got to give, but you don't like to lose. You watch yourself from the sidelines like your life is a game. You don't mind playing to keep yourself from being. I don't mean to be cruel, baby, but you're looking confused. Baby, if you can hear me, turn down your radio. There's just one thing I want you to know. When you've been near me, I felt the love stirring the soul. Oh, oh. This good friend of mine said to me, close your eyes and try if you believe. I thought I was flying like a bird, so far above my sorrow. But when I looked down, I was standing in my knees. Now I need someone to help me. Someone to help me, maybe you can need me, like I know I need you. There's just one thing I'll ask you to do. Take my hand and lead me to the home in your own. Thank you.
Greg Reese. It's Greg Reese. Situation in my country. It is entertaining up until the point you begin thinking that it might really not. Might not go away. This is called Which Side Are You On?
Politicians pay.
themselves across to be the world entrusted with the prophet of the lost. You try to believe it when you cast your vote accounts, but elections are won with money and ever larger amounts. Take the money out of politics, then we might just see our country turn back in the sun, more like democracy. Come on, which side are you on? Come on, the battle line is drawn. Come on, which side are you on? Every day now that you see, or nearly every day that you see on the front pages, these stories about the. Today it was the barrier reefs, a lot more bleached than they had thought. Stuff like that all the time. The very dire predictions that we thought were dire before, and then and so sort of got used to, now turn out to be not really quite dire enough to tell the tale. This is a song. It started to be a song about surfing, but I don't think this song. Really. Mark. Oh, he's busy. Sorry. Yeah, so this started to be a song about surfing, and maybe it's like a sort of testament to my, you know, this is my stage of surfing ability, that I only had one verse. I could only come up with one verse. Not that it was like surf music, it's more like, you know, just am I trying to describe how happy I am in the water. But then I found myself on a boat in the Galapagos Islands with a bunch of oceanographers and marine scientists who are all giving a TED talk. So one after the other, they gave the 18-minute talk of their lives on their particular subject of expertise, and it was really very, very eye-opening because, I mean, really, none of the news was good. None of it. And I don't want to go into it here for you, but it did make this song take the course of a song about this, not just the health of the ocean, but the future of mankind. Because if you don't have a healthy living ocean, you're not going to have life on Earth. That's a simple truth of it. And that's, you know. So Australia did have a really great plan to create these huge, huge, larger than anybody else's marine protected areas. And that changed with the Abbott government, or at least it's been put on hold. And I just encourage you all to find out as much as you can about the proposed marine protected areas and do something to champion them and to try to, and you would have been, if those protected areas go through, do a lot to help the ocean regenerate itself and to continue to produce life. Because one of the things I found out on this cruise was that every second breath you take is oxygen that was produced by marine life. Yet there are spots all over the world now where the ocean doesn't produce any life at all, and there's dead zones. And it may be that that's a long time in the future, but, or so you think, you know, but really, it's happening at an alarming rate. We used to think that the ocean was infinite. I mean, especially people like songwriters would always refer to, you know, the endless, you know. My love is endless like the sea. I can't say that anymore. It's infinite. It's not infinite. It's... Anyway, this is called If I Could Be Anywhere. And it's saying that if I could be anywhere in time, not just here in Melbourne, but anywhere in time, I would want to be here.
Disappear. And the world can't take it.
be anywhere and change the outcome. It would have to be now.
What's that? I didn't catch that, mate. Oh. You want to hear a Warren Zevon song? Just recently took part in a tribute concert to Warren, and I learned a couple of new songs. Not that we know them yet, but time marches on. I'm on my hands. Tell you what, let's play Carmelita. You know that song? He's tuning the guitar if he's watching the game. The flickering of it. They got games here. They got games. This is a song that it's about a neighborhood. Los Angeles called Echo Park. I used to live there, and I guess Warren lived there for a while. I hear mariachi static on my radio, and the tubes, they glow in the dark. And I'm with her in Ensenada, and I'm here in Echo Park. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking down. And I'm all strung out on heroin, on the outskirts of town. Every
time I hear that siren whip, I almost have a heart attack. And you made some old boyfriend said he's gonna break my back. Carmelita, hold me tighter, I think I'm sinking down. And I'm all strung out on heroin on the outskirts of town.
Back to the United States in a few days, I'm going to turn right around and go to Haiti. And Haiti is a place where some friends of mine have built a school. They had built a school before the earthquake in 2010, and it was up and running. Maybe because they built it before. When they went down to rebuild it, they got it built. You know how you hear like none of the aid money got in and got to the people and nothing really happened. But in the case of this school, they got it rebuilt. And today, every year, 2,500 of the poorest kids in Port-au-Prince go there for free. It's called the Academy for Peace and Justice. And they're a really good school. They conduct all the testing for the rest of the schools because they're academically, you know, at the very top. So it's a pretty humbling experience to go meet people who have nothing. I mean, really, like nothing. And who are doing, you know, courageous and hopeful things with their lives. So this song is dedicated to those people there and those people here, those people who are doing just that. This is called, and dedicated to the Academy for Peace and Justice. It's called Standing in the Breach.
Challenges, and that the course my arm could turn.
oceans pitching wild. We were all the same. We were the stars. To the task that we know lies before us, and the power of prayers we see. Bend our backs and hearts together, standing in the breeze. You don't know why it's such a far cry from where this world could be. But you know the change the world needs now is there in everyone. And they're calling out to one another, the lovers up and down the stream, and the sound of the cries of the sea.
Such a mess of this. Hang on a second.
I don't know what's doing it, but I'm just sort of distracted by physical things. It's one of those songs that I have to summon. Actually, I can't remember it. It won't be remembered. It's got to be, maybe it's a coffee cup. Yeah, that's what it is. Get this out. I mean, like you start to sing, you're trying to see the imagery in the song, and what you see is a steaming cup of tea. It's so homey, you know, it's so like on a small farm in New Hampshire, you know. Okay, I'm going to remember it now.
And they're calling out to one another. The love was up and down the stream. And the sound of the waves and the cries of the seagulls circling the sand. And the fragments of the songs came down the wind from some radio. And the murmuring of the city in the distance, ominous and low. I hear the sound of the world where we play. And the fractious simple beauty of the promises we made. If you ever need hope, call on my name, and I'll be there. If you ever need hope, and no looking back, I'll see you through the sky. There's a need to be separate and a need to be one, and a struggle will need a win. Well, you gave me the world, I was in the place I can make a stand. I can never see how you doubted me when I let go of your hand. Yeah, I was much younger then, and I must have thought that I would know the things were going to end. And the heavens were broken like a wheel on a track, and our sky was unfolding, and it'll never fall back. Sky blue and black.
Thank you.
Say a prayer for the pretender who started out so new and strong, only to surrender.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming out to hear us play, and especially for filling this historic auditorium with your good selves.
Honey, you really tempt me, and the way you look so kind.
Glenn Frey of the Eagles. It was about half written when he got a hold of it. I probably would have finished it sooner or later, but it would not have been a song that it was if it weren't for him. So, this is Glenn. you here among these people in the sun, where the family work the land as they have always done. Oh, so far that away, my country's gone. Across my home has grown the shadow of a cruel and senseless hand, though in some strong hearts the love and truth remain. And it has taken me this distance and a woman's smile to learn that my heart remains a moment to them I must return. It's a long way that I have come across the sand to find you here among your people in the sun, where your children will be born. You'll watch them as they run. Oh, so far the other way my life is gone. If you look for me, Maria, you'll find me in the shade, wide awake or in a dream, it's hard to tell. If you come to me, Maria, I will show you what I bring. It's a picture for Our Lady of the Well.
Thank you so much for making us feel at home here.